You can't control everything that happens out here. You can't control who walks by. But I can, give me camera one. This is what's called a tight shot. That means that this shot on camera one is only designed to show me. We can zoom in a little bit. Zoom in until they can see the gray hairs on my beard. Okay, zoom in. Zoom in a little bit more. It's focused. Now, that's a tight shot. That's a terrifying shot. You should zoom out. Zoom out. Zoom out quick. I just wanted you to see that you choose your focus. See, they're directing those cameras in the back, and they are making the decision in the moment what needs the attention. So it's interesting. Come here, JJ. JJ can be on the stage. And if we're working with the wide shot, he's a distraction, because what's he even doing here? What are you even doing here? But let's say I can't make him go away. You know, he's a Valentine campus pastor now. He wants to stand on the stage. But watch what I can do, camera one. I can focus. I'm trying to say, he might not leave the stage, but that doesn't mean I have to keep him in my frame. I'm preaching about anxiety. I'm preaching about depression. You might stand there, but my faith gives me, listen now, a focus. Touch three people, say focus. Focus, focus. Faith is powered by focus. And so they're deciding back there, the camera operators, what to put in the frame. That's what it's called, the frame. The worlds were framed by the word of God. The reason they're watching me preach on a screen is because somebody that you can't see is running a camera and framing it. You know, it is the invisible aspects of your life that often determine the results. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's a matter of focus. And so you frame up your life, you know, you do it every day. And Hebrews 11 and 12 give us a framework of faith, a focal point, telling us to fix our eyes on Jesus. Now we need Peter to come and show us how to walk on water. Whoops! He slipped. He slipped because he let the wind and the waves in his frame. We can't blame him because the wind and the waves were there. The wind and the waves were there while he was walking on the water. But when you allow things in your frame that break your focus, your faith is weakened. And you will never build a solid faith with a weak focus. 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 Maybe it's just because my 8-year-old is playing baseball right now, and that's the thing I hear Coach Dave yell more than anything to these 8-year-old boys. Focus! Focus! Focus is not real complicated when they're 8. Like, just have your glove on your hand when the ball comes. Okay? Focus! Somebody shout, focus! Focus. Look at your neighbor, tell them, focus. Focus! Some of y'all won't even receive this word at a deep enough level to build your faith for your life because you're not focused on what I'm saying. You're thinking about who you're meeting after church. But if you would focus on this word, the breakthrough that you need is in this word I'm preaching. All you got to do is focus. Focus. Focus because the frame of your faith. Let's build this out, actually. We need focus, and then we need a frame of reference. A frame of reference. So the writer of Hebrews said that God started the world with his word, and now that same word is the word by which, if you receive it, you will receive a measure of faith, and then you frame your world according to the same word that God spoke the universe into existence with. He's given a frame of reference all the way to Jesus, who endured the shame of the cross through faith. It's a frame of reference for a suffering church, and he's giving them a frame of reference, reminding them of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. This is the picture that's inside the frame of Hebrews 11 and 12. He's giving them a picture, and it's giving them a frame of reference. Like when you and Rachel took Bo to the hospital last week, Bo, their little son, is prone to injuries, more than most little boys, even, I would say. Wouldn't you say? He's just got he's a bruiser, and so he bangs his head against a pole on the playground during church, and they took him to get some stitches, and the emergency room wait was 11 hours for some stitches. Now, Elijah, if that had been you, I would have put a shoelace in your eye and tied it up. We would not have waited 11 hours. But it was a deep gash, so they probably needed to wait. I said, were you mad, Buck? I would have been furious. 11 hours for some stitches? He said, I was at first. But the more people that came into the ER that night, that I realized I might have to wait a little while, but some of them aren't leaving. He said, the longer I sat there, the less frustrated I was. And the more I started realizing that this might be how I'm spending my night in the hospital, but some people have spent their last 6 months in the hospital. Nothing changed but the frame. Nothing changed but the frame. And that's so often what we need is a frame of reference. Sometimes white people need to have a black friend. Sometimes black people need to have a white friend. Broke people need some rich friends. Rich people need some broke friends. And what we're doing, we're trading perspectives. Hey, take a look at life through my lens. And we get wiser and we get smarter because it's a frame of reference. So often your perspective is developed in reverse. Sometimes the way to get through what you're going through right now is to go to the wide lens. Wide lens. Camera two. Camera two, the wide shot, is what gives me a frame of reference. This is the tight shot. It's an important shot. But sometimes what I need is a wide shot. So that when I see Goliath on the battle lines, I have a frame of reference that takes me back to the lion and the bear in the sheep field. Sometimes I need a frame of reference to realize that I was worried last month this time when the bills were due. God made a way. It's a frame of reference. This is why we're instructed in the Bible as often as we're instructed anything to remember. To remember. Sometimes you got to play the tape back. You know, because the enemy will get you so focused on this one frame, this one thing, and you will lose your whole frame of reference. What are you doing staying up late worried about this one? No, you got to zoom out and change your frame of reference. That's why I came to church, by the way. I needed to be around some other believers. I needed to broaden my frame of reference. I needed to remember that I'm not the only one serving God, and I'm not the only one going through, and I need Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. I need the whole cast of characters in Hebrews 11. I need Jesus to remind me that if he endured the cross, I can make it through this crisis. So we zoom out and we zoom in life, and what they really got to do back on the camera to be successful, to keep me in the frame. Touch somebody, say, keep it in the frame. Keep it in the frame. Yeah, because you've got to keep joy in the frame. You got to keep hope in the frame. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is that invisible connection point by which I reach out and grab what I'm hoping for and bring it into this moment. So that requires anticipation. I'm building something here, by the way. I'm building something. I'm framing something here. I'm framing something. That's their whole job. There are camera operators who have been fired, and they're volunteers because they don't anticipate my movements. Now, you know, these guys are professionals. We got the A team on the cameras today, and they are instructed, look, Pastor Stephen doesn't stand still. And just because he preached it one way at 9:30 doesn't mean he's going to preach it that way at 11:30. So you got to be ready. You got to switch quick. And God is like that, you know. You can't just set the camera. This is how some of you live your lives. And it's why you don't have any faith, by the way. And it's why you haven't seen God do anything in your life. Take your hands off the camera. Some of y'all just set the frame. Come on, And then say, well, where is God? But if you have faith, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he didn't get stuck in one spot, but for the joy, watch this camera, see? I'm gonna show you how good they are. I can come down here. I turn around, hit this camera. Look how trained they are. It is an anticipatory spirit. You know, the thing that faith and fear both share in common is they are empowered by anticipation. So you wake up in the morning, and if you frame your day with the anticipation of depression and discouragement, some of you have framed your day to suck before it ever gets started. Got a tough week coming up. Yeah, I guess you do, because you framed it that way. I guess you do. I wouldn't want to be you this week either. Not the way you're talking. Because the worlds were framed by what was spoken. So when you say it's going to be a tough week, you're speaking something that you're going to see, but it came out of your mouth. And so the psalmist had the right idea. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. What's he doing? He's framing his day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, what are you glad about? I don't know yet, but I will be glad.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.